JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 80, European Jewry Between the Wars.
The Jews of Europe, especially of Eastern Europe and Central Europe, had suffered greatly during the First World War and suffered greatly after the First World War. Poland, Lithuania had openly anti-Semitic governments. Jews were persecuted. Jewish rights were curtailed. The only really democratic country in the area was Czechoslovakia, where Jews did enjoy equality and a sense of freedom, but they did not do so in Austria. In Germany, it was a very tenuous situation, because already in the early 1920s, Jews were blamed for what happened to Germany, why it lost the First World War. In fact, Walter Rathenau, who was a Jew, was assassinated because he was a member of the government. There was great hatred towards the Weimar Republic, and Jews were heavily represented in defending the Weimar Republic because it was a democracy. But the right wing and the left wing both hated the Weimar Republic. And therefore, Jews in Hungary, Jews in Romania, all were subjected to terrible anti-Semitism, and therefore there was this great immigration again. Jews went from the land to the land of Israel, and Jews went to the United States when they could. In 1924, the immigration would be cut off by the American government. Jews went wherever they went, and many of Jews didn't go far enough. They went from Poland to Germany, or they went from Germany to Belgium, or they went from Belgium to France. But that wasn't far enough, as unfortunately, within a few years, that would be proven. And so therefore, it has to be seen as a very, very black time for Jews, the period, the interwar periods. And it unfortunately became the prelude for what actually happened in the Second World War, which is a disaster that is indescribable. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.